The Natchez Fire Department is investigating a fire that broke out Sunday on Main Street. Firefighters responded about 5 a.m. to Delta Fuel, according to Fire Chief Robert Arrington. No injuries were reported. Natchez Mayor Dan Gibson stated in a social media post the building dated back to the late 1800s. Arrington also stated that the fire started in the basement of the building and the second floor of the roof of the building had been compromised. Louisiana is one of 29 states to report cases of cyclosporiasis, a parasitic infection causing severe diarrhea.
State epidemiologist Teresa Sokol says cases of cyclosporiasis usually come from international travelers, but many of these have been domestic.
This indicates that a food item or items consumed here in the U.S. were the source of the infection.
Officials are still searching for the cause, but outbreaks are typically linked to fresh produce.
We recommend that people wash their hands with soap and water before and after preparing raw fruit and vegetables.
If you notice persistent diarrhea, cramps, and bloating, contact a doctor. She says the infection is almost never lethal.
But severe dehydration can result in hospitalization.
I'm Case Kieschnick.
In response to the presidential disaster declaration for Mississippi, the U.S. Small Business Administration announced disaster loans for Mississippi businesses, residents, and nonprofits who were affected by the severe storms. The May 6th and 7th tornadoes, straight line winds, and flooding caused damage across the state. The declaration covers Mississippi primary counties of Franklin, Lamar, Lawrence, Lincoln, and Wilkinson, which are eligible for both physical damage loans and economic injury disaster loans from the SBA. Those using artificial intelligence in political ads in Louisiana must now clearly disclose that fact.
You could really destroy someone if given free rein.
That's why New Orleans Representative Mandy Landry authored what is now Act 806, which requires full disclosure whenever a political ad incorporates artificial intelligence. Landry says, though, her bill does not regulate the AI itself.
We've tried to find the line between First Amendment rights and using this technology to hurt a person.
When the new law goes into effect August 1st, violators face fines of up to $2,000 or 2 years in prison. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 38.26 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.